This is a commentary by Ron Glotta, submitted to the Detroit Coalition Against Police Brutality on November 5th, 2008. There was a quarter of a million people in and around Grant Park in Chicago last night. In fact, the Canadian station said it was a million people. In any case, tens of millions of people made a political statement. All over the world, people flooded the streets to celebrate. It was the same Grant Park where anti-war protesters were brutally beaten by Chicago police in 1968. It's been a long time coming, but a change is going to come. For progressives, it is a daunting time. The working class is politicized. As a result, we must create a vision even greater than the expanded hopes and dreams now being expressed by millions of people. Our leadership must be expansive and energetic, positive and unswerving. Even a hint of cynicism will immediately marginalize our efforts and unite with the corporate agenda of promoting the cynicism of apathy. Our tactics must be intelligent, subtle, persistent, and persuasive. In the last stages of the McCain-Palin campaign, the rhetoric became vicious, hateful, and accusatory. The corporate media labeled this as actions of desperation. But it is inherent in the Republican program. Saxby Chambliss, the senator from Georgia, for instance, observed large-scale early voting by African Americans and warned his supporters, quote, "the other folks are voting," unquote. McCain-Palin first accused Obama of being liberal, then terrorist, and then socialist, and then communist. McCain-Palin generated audiences that called for murder and assassination, exposing the ugly undercurrent of Republican hatred, mendacity, bigotry, racism, male supremacy, and homophobia. Now that the Democrats have defeated, at least temporarily, the program of hatred and greed, it is necessary for progressives to establish a plan to push a program of compassion and redistribution of wealth that will benefit working people, not the thieves of Wall Street. On October 26, 2008, the Free Press carried an article by Chuck Rasch, basically preparing for a Democratic victory. His position was that Democrats cannot, quote, move to the left, because that is not what the American people want. As usual, conservatives lie and then repeat the lie until the corporate media has hemmed in the Democratic Party. Republicans have shredded the Constitution. They have attacked the environment. They sent working class people to fight an endless war, eliminated the Small Business Department, eliminated the Civil Rights Department, and denuded the Justice Department. Right now, at this very time, Bush is issuing executive orders to allow big oil and big coal to rape the environment and charge the American people for it. The K Street lobbyists will take off their Republican hats and put on their Democratic hats. 35,000 paid lobbyists hired to undermine the people's will. But we have the people on our side. Sure, we must celebrate. But then we must write, call, organize, march, and fan the flames of consciousness at the base of the Democratic Party, where we can hold the National Party accountable. We must not in any way allow the cynicism of apathy to set in. I invite you to visit my website, theroadtohellonline.com. Thank you.